back, everybody, for another week and another episode of Ballin' Out Super. I'm your host, Lost in Phoenix, a.k.a. Lost Leung, a.k.a. the man who conquered fire, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Lion, and with me, as always, Benel Hermosen.
Hey, hey! Back. Like a heart attack, here we go.
Back in the saddle.
Went to the Mall of America. Bought some things. There's Brooklyn prices in Mall of America. It's funny, like, you go to Minnesota, it's like everything else is cheaper there. But, like, you go to the Mall of America, it's all Brooklyn prices. And everyone's like, oh my god, it's so expensive. I'm like, this is, like, about what I pay in Williamsburg.
So. Pretty much. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, Mall of America, hell of a time, hell of a place to be alive at. Do you guys do any vacation stuff there? Any, like?
I mean, I was wrestling, so I only had, like, the morning before the show to really walk around and stuff like that, and fly out the next day.
Word.
But yeah, I was able to get down to the Mall of America, which is really what I wanted to do.
First time at the MOAM?
Yeah, first time. I really wanted to ride those rides. Yeah. Honestly, if I had another day, I'd probably have ridden those rides.
Yeah, when I went there, I didn't ride any rides either. When I went there, it was very... Yeah.
It's a good walking around.
It is.
Get your step in.
You get to step in.
Get your step in. I really wish I had more time to spend in Minnesota, but hopefully I can go back. Good times.
One day, you'll be able to return. One day.
You were texting me about Critical Role swerving their audience, and I'm just like, because, like, I'm only...
You're the only one I could talk to about this, mostly, because...
Yeah.
Well, you're one of the few people, because I have friends who, like, really like Critical Role. Like, I like Critical Role, just to be... I wouldn't call myself a critter, per se, but I've consumed a decent amount of their material.
I have made attempts.
Yeah, and I just think it's funny, because even though I like them and their show and their personalities and all that, they have the funniest relationship with their audience, I feel like. And
their audience is their audience is fucking weird. I think it's one of the reasons I don't engage with Critical Role, is because their audience is like, you guys kind of put me off to the show.
You're
fucking weirdos. You guys are fucking weirdos.
The thing is, I was thinking about this yesterday when I was thinking that I wanted to talk about this. I feel like their audience are generally, like, not bad people. Like, their audience, I don't think their audience is toxic, or, like, generally, I think they're generally well-meaning-ish people, but I do think they are parasocial and a little, I think they skew younger, so I think they're a little naive sometimes.
yeah, they are, I have the feeling of, like, they are 14 years old and they don't really understand how the world works. Yeah.
That's definitely true about some of them. And, like, you know, I'm trying not to be too mean, because it's not even really about the audience. I think it's just funny that, so I'll just tell you what happened recently. So spoilers if you care about Critical Role, what recently happened. So generally they're in the middle of campaign three, season three, right? And generally this campaign has been, like, the least well received. Like, I personally have not caught up with it, stayed up with it at all. I kind of tapped out. I don't really
need a Critical Role. Need a Critical Role Kai real quick.
Yeah, the bloom is a little bit off the rose, I think. Like, their numbers are dropping, all that. Which, listen, I can relate. Like, we took over the show from Alex and Katie and Jeremy.
Yeah, we've been dropping, off the road for this one too.
Yeah, I'm not here to, like, shit on people who are trying to create stuff and losing their audience or whatever. Trust me, I understand. But what I do, so here's what happened though. So, like, a couple weeks ago, they had a big moment where one of their player characters died. Okay. And it's like a big deal because
I gotta ask, did they die because of the shitty character class or did they die because like actual reasons?
They sacrificed themselves. It was Sam Riegel, who is probably the funniest cast member. He sacrificed his character to take out the big bad. And like this whole thing. Now I gotta be—I haven't even watched that yet. Like I've been trying. I've had it like queued. Like, oh, that seems interesting. I'll watch it, but I still haven't watched it.
You gotta see. I think Critical Role. If you were into miniature painting, I think you can. But you can break. You can be able to like fuck a Critical Role in a few days.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I usually do have it in the background.
Other stuff.
Right.
Yeah, it's perfect background stuff. So like, if you're doing something for the background, that's perfect for it.
Yeah, the problem is I'm usually, like, editing audio, so I can't usually, like, listen to stuff.
Oh, you can't do both.
Yeah, like, if I'm editing video, which I haven't been doing as much recently, then I can have, like, that in the background or whatever. I haven't even, like, watched The Bowman or whatever, so I can't comment on that. But suffice to say, it was a critically acclaimed moment. Critically rolled acclaimed moment. Everybody loved it. It's like, you know, the cast was crying, Matt Mercer's crying, you know, everyone's like, oh, what a great moment or whatever. So,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can feel the setup for this, right? So,
Where's
the turn, you're wondering, okay. Right? So, like, so Campaign 3, here's the general set. Campaign 3 has been the least viewed, the least, you know, whatever, but they had this big moment where Sam Riegel sacrifices character to take out their long-running big bad, right? It was this whole big thing, big culmination, and everybody universally loved. So the next week, how do they bounce back from that? They sit down, and they do their ad reads that they always do. Then they all get up and leave, and they just do one of their side, projects, I guess you could call it. They just, They've had like these side spin-off shows with other like tables and other DMs.
Makes sense. They're doing a side adventure.
But the thing is, they didn't announce it. They just swerved everybody. They acted like they were going to come and do a regular episode, and then they just left and then did a side episode.
I don't even know if that's I guess it is.
It's a swerve because they didn't announce it ahead of time.
Okay.
It's Thursday, one of our PCs just died, and everyone's hyped to see what happens next. Like, how do we react to the player character dying? What's gonna happen? And they don't, instead of answering this, they just go to another show, basically. They just put on a different show with, you know, people who like, just people enjoy, like a Bree Iyengar, a fun GM. She's very different from Matt Mercer. And like, Matt Mercer's a player in this game. Right, so it's like
So this might have been something they announced, but I don't.
It's one of those things where, like, if they had just announced it, it would have solved everything. But the fact that they actually bait and switched the audience, like they sat down as if they were going to do a regular episode, and then they just fucking didn't. They just did a different thing.
In my head, they all get up, and then other people come in.
That's exactly what happened. Yes, they just get up. And then every different people come. Abrea replaces Matt, and then everybody, the players switch.
Jerry Hulk. It becomes an Acquisitions Incorporated episode.
Well, that would make you tune in.
That would fucking rule. It depends on like the acquisition,
the lineup
cast.
Yeah.
Because there's some people that I like, if they show up in an Acquisition show, I'm like, I'm not watching.
What if Xavier Woods shows up? What if he's there?
If Xavier Woods shows up, like, Xavier Woods is like the great fourth man in that team, because like he doesn't need to be there, but it's great that he is.
Right. So anyway, this would be been out, basically me and you. We did like this. If this would be after we did the Toriyama tribute, right? Like, we did this Toriyama tribute.
We did the ad read, and then we got up, and then Maurice and Sam did their own did show.
Yes. Yeah. Without telling anybody.
I'm kind of down.
And they just did an episode, like, they just did about Kill la Kill or something. Like, it wasn't even Dragon Ball. They just
You know what we should do? We should do that, but we should just have Mad Mercer do the show. I have Matt Mercer do the show. Me and you get up, Matt Mercer takes my chair. And they talk about Kill the Kill. They also talk about Kill the Kill.
They also talk about Kill the Kill, yeah. I brought up Kill the Kill because I the first time I ever watched it was with Maurice and Sam, so.
Oh, yeah.
Homies of the show, so.
Good show.
Yeah.
We should fucking do that. We should do that. What do we have to lose? As you said, our listenership dropped like a stone. So, like, I don't know.
We are kind of playing with house money right now.
Yeah, right. if I know anything, our Naruto listenerships don't give a fuck, so they're just listening to us talk about Naruto.
That's true.
Our numbers, since we took over the show, our Naruto numbers have not moved. They do not care.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
These fucking kids are in, I don't know what it is. These kids are just in college now. Since we started this show, our audience is in college now.
True.
And it's like,
hold on, man. I'm sorry to do this, but I have to take, my food is here. I'll be
right. All right, go ahead.
I'll be right back. Right. Edit point.
Don't worry. I'll edit right here, but for the editing room player, I get to, okay, Lawson's gone, good. I get to fucking talk to you people about something I really fucking feel like talking to you guys about, which is like, I get to talk to you guys about, Warhammer 40K. Okay, so recently in Warhammer, there's this group, the Adeptus Custodes, who are sort of like the guard, the Imperial Guard of the Emperor. And for, you know, 20 or 25 years, you know, it's never been hinted at that they're all male, but it's been assumed that they're all male because they're giant refrigerator people in golden armor. Like, so it's impossible to tell gender. So people just assume they're all guys. So recently, they released a short story where there was a female Adeptus Custodes, and dudes lost their fucking mind. I'm telling you, the smelliest people on the internet came out of their face to talk about, you know, the same shit they always talk about. It's always funny to me that this fucking culture war bullshit just happens everywhere. And like, I can't escape it. We cannot escape it for some reason. Like, so it always comes into our hobbies, like my hobbies coming into them, like, to the point where I've gotten into one-page rules because it's like a fun... I feel like one-page rules is a simpler way to get people into wargaming. And now one-page rules is developing their own lore, and a bunch of people, the smelliest people, are like, if you want to really play Warhammer without them girls, why don't you play one-page rules? And I'm like, do we really need to be inviting the smelliest people at the game store to... Now Lawson's back. Cool. I hope you enjoy editing everything I just said. Was that was recording the entire time? Because
yes.
Like, when you listen. Okay, cool. So when you edit it, you're going to learn a lot about Warhammer.
Oh, great. I can't wait.
I'm sick of this. I'm literally sick of this culture war bullshit.
What culture war? What did I miss? What?
Yeah, well, when you listen to it in editing, you'll hear.
Can you sum up, as Inigo Montoya would say?
Warhammer changed some of its lore around, and the smelliest people had feelings about it.
Oh, did they make some people like women or gay or something?
Yeah, you already said, you didn't have to tell me. Did they make someone a woman or black? Yes. Okay. Yeah. Well, there you go.
Is someone black every or gay time. Now? Or
yeah, every woman? Fucking time. Every fucking time. I don't need to even tell you. I don't even need to tell you the context.
Yeah.
It's true. Hey, people are mad on the internet about this thing that's been around for a while. Did they make someone black, gay, or a woman?
Yeah. Sometimes yeah. All three.
It's always the dudes that smell the worst. Like the stinkiest motherfuckers. I don't know what is it about conservatism and bathing, but like
they can't wash off They have to, that's where they keep their opinions, is it's stuck to their skin like the dirt. all their opinions about lore.
I don't want these girls around me because they make fun of my stench. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, probably they're going to do that.
They're going to do that.
They're going to do that.
They're going to make fun of your stench.
I've been reading a new manga.
Oh, what are you reading?
Well, it's this little number in Shonen Jump called Sakamoto Days. Have you heard of this Sakamoto Days? You heard about
have
this?
Have you heard of this? Have you seen this?
Have you seen this? Have you seen this? You heard about this?
No, I've not. I've not heard about Sakamoto Days.
Well, are you a fan of John Wick?
Yes.
Are you a fan? Do you know the anime Way of the House Husband?
Yes.
You a fan of that?
Yeah.
Well, if those two fucked, you get Sakamoto Days. Sakamoto Days is a story about the legendary greatest assassin who then got married, had a kid, retired, and then got fat, and now he runs a grocery store.
dude, is this for me?
I mean, it's awesome. Yeah, it's like it has some of the best action I've ever seen in manga, and it's also funny. It's like legitimately also really funny.
Brother, this is like perfect for a man in his. This is a man. So this is okay.
Yes,
as a man,
right?
Who started dating, retired, and got married, and had a kid, and now is also overweight.
Right.
This is in my zone, brother.
Yeah, he is. How many shonen protagonists are fat married guys in their like 30s?
Fucking none.
He's a family none. Man who runs a grocery store. Now the thing is, even though he's retired and he's out of shape, he's still basically. Like, he's still like John Wick in the first movie. Like, he's still a savage, but he's, like, just a lot weaker than he used to be. Right. And he's still essentially a superhuman, but, in the first chapter, somebody shoots a bullet at him, and he blocks it by spitting a cough drop at the bullet. Just to set the tone for the type of shit that happens in this. That's in the first chapter, yeah. So it's not really a spoiler.
Yeah, no, this is gonna go hard. This is gonna go hard in the paint right now. This is gonna go hard in the vein.
He's also basically anime Jackie Chan because he fights. His whole skill is that he can fight with any weapon. And one of the things he says is that like top tier assassins don't need a weapon to fight, or and so like he'll fuck people up with like up like a a pamphlet.
Oh, this is what I want.
It's great.
This is what I want.
It's brother, and like all he wants to do is like and like in between it, it's just like him taking his family to like the amusement park while people try to kill him, or he like takes his wife on a date and people try to kill him. It's just him trying to do mundane family outings.
Brother
with assassins trying to kill him.
This is my zone. This is in my zone.
Yeah.
Brother, yeah, it's... as a man who is past his prime, and it's a wrap for me. Yeah, this is
it's a wrap for me.
It's a wrap for me. Never again live a life of health and beauty. bro, I can't. This is in my bag. This is me. This is all. I'm all over this.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. It has that weird like tonal dissonance that like things like this will have, where it's like a comedy, but then like people actually get like murdered. Like, there's a decent amount of, like, actual killing that happens in this. But it's still, like, a mirthful show. Or, I say show, it's a manga. They haven't made an anime yet, but they I assume they will. Sooner than later.
Yeah, they're probably gonna get an anime.
Yeah, it's, like, the top of the list of, like, manga that people say should get an anime, you know? So.
It's definitely getting an anime.
Good stuff there. So, Sakamoto Days, check it out. Be ahead of the curve. Be one of the cool kids who was like, I read the manga. When this is, like, the biggest anime in the world in 2 years.
Fucking right. When MAPPA gets the thing and then... when MAPPA gets the thing after they beat their fucking...
Yeah.
their lead animator to death. And get replaced with another lead animator. After MAPPA lets their animators out of their cages.
It lets them into the sunlight for just those 2 hours.
they get the nice 2 hours.
Yeah.
Get the nice 2 hours.
MAPPA animators are basically like the tomb keepers in Yu-Gi-Oh! We just got up to the part where they just fucking... Merrick's backstory where he has to live underground as a tomb keeper his whole life, and his sister brings him up to the surface once, and he's just like... He'll never forget it. Those are MAPPA animators.
Kind of, that's an anime I want to see.
MAPPA animators.
MAPPA animator escapes.
I think Bong Joon-ho could make that movie.
Dude, that would kick ass.
Sounds like
that would fucking rip.
A Bong Joon-ho special.
It's Bakuman meets fucking Old Boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my god, that would fucking rule.
Wow.
That would fucking rule.
That would be lit. Well, before we have too many other good ideas that get stolen, but no. Shall we dive into this week's episode?
Let's do this, brother.
Of Dragon Ball. It's racist every time I do it. Banel, take us away.
Well, then it's only racist after what the Japanese did to your family. I
mean, I'm never gonna stop doing it.
Yeah. First of all, as a Chinese person, you're allowed to be as racist as you want to the Japanese.
But Banel, I should hold myself to a higher standard.
Yeah, fuck that.
Imagine, though. Imagine I did.
can you imagine that shit? Why do we always have to be better people than the racists? Why do we always have to do that? Better you're never than the asking who, the fucking... You're never asking our oppressors to, like, not... You're never asking the people gang raping us to not gang rape us. You're always like...
Maybe they should be better.
Yeah, maybe they shouldn't gang rape people. Maybe that'll... I don't know. Personally... I don't think people should be gang raping anybody.
But Lawson, don't you see, if you make fun of the Japanese accent, what's to stop other people from making fun of people making fun of the Chinese accent? Nothing, straw man. Nothing's going to stop that. They're going to do it anyway.
They're doing it no matter what.
They're doing
it
right now. So.
Yeah.
My people are being mocked constantly, and I can't do anything about it.
Yeah, so, you know. You gotta break the cycle, Lawson.
Also, the Chinese accent is funny. The Chinese accent is funny.
Yeah.
It is.
Turning L's into R's makes shit funny.
Yeah, sorry. It's funny.
I mean, you want to make fun of English for being a fucking stupid language.
Yeah, English is a dumb language. Its rules are stupid. And it's funny when people fuck it up. It's created by colonizers. We all know imperialists. And it's stupid. Its rules are dumb. Hey, England's dumb.
You're also kidding. You also forget inbred. It's inbred colonizers.
Yeah.
You also forget inbred. It's created by inbred moms.
England thinks they're so smart now, and they are about some things, but they still have a fucking queen, so how smart are they? It's like the Doug Stanhope bit. Well, she doesn't really do anything. Well, it's even worse. Fucking bow to somebody who's just a figurehead? Whatever, bro. Anyway.
Yeah. All right, so it's episode 48.
Yeah, I'm Dragon Ball. That's the point. That's the point is Dragon Ball episode 48. Social commentary over.
By the sea, without fishy splashing. By the sea, we are watching Dragon Ball.
Dragon Ball.
And yeah, enjoy that little Sweeney Todd action for you. Bulma, Goku, Krillin are heading to the spot on the Dragon Radar where the Dragon Ball is located. Meanwhile, at the Red Ribbon compound, Commander Red is playing some chess before getting a report from Tiger Officer about General Blue and the Kami House. Commander Red orders General Blue to attack the island and capture those within!
Capture them! Bring them to me!
Meanwhile, Lunch is cleaning up and finds Bulma's bag, which contains two Dragon Balls, which she has never seen before. While Lunch is putting things away, Roshi takes the opportunity to be fucking creepy.
Yeah, I hated everything Roshi did in this episode, but I will say,
yes.
I forgot that Lunch has never seen the Dragon Balls before.
Yeah, you forget that not everybody is going on these adventures.
I'm so used to... Yeah, I'm so used to a world where literally every character knows what the Dragon Balls are. You know? Yeah. That's like most of Dragon Ball Z and everything after it.
Well, the only people you interact with in Dragon Ball Z know what the Dragon Balls are because you're the only people that interact with. But you forget, right. The Dragon Balls are a secret. Most people don't know what they are.
Which makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the time Z rolls around, if you're a named character, you know what the Dragon Balls are. Like,
yeah, everyone tells you what, you know what they are. They tell you what they are, and they'll explain the rules to you like 100 times.
Yeah.
Within the course of like 12 months. So you'll know.
Yeah.
All right. So, let's see, where was it? Yes. So, the team, Goku, Krillin, and Bulma arrive at the destination, sinking below the waves in order to get their Dragon Balls, while General Blue and the Red Ribbon Army wait nearby. After receiving a radio transmission from Commander Red, the radio operator goes to General Blue, who smacks the shit out of him.
He smacked this guy so hard. He sent him into off-screen.
Yeah.
Man.
So General Blue splits his team into Team B and Team A, sending Team B to take over Kami's house, while Team A plans to assault Goku and his team when he surfaces. But not before telling the commander of Team B to lose some fucking weight, fatty.
Yeah, he fat shames a random fat Red Ribbon Army officer. We're just gonna get over the General Blue's a heel. That's all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He fat shames people. He's abusive.
He's abusive constantly.
Yeah. He's constantly abusive. He belittles people. He's vain. He's arrogant. He's a lot of a
narcissist.
He's a lot of women's first boyfriends. Like, he's a lot of women in their 20s first boyfriends.
How many songs do you think are written about guys like General Blue?
Fucking. Taylor Swift just dropped an album, and it's all about General Blue.
I mean, he's a handsome guy. He's a blonde hair, blue eye. He's Hitler's wet dream, right?
Yeah. Ladies, I love you. Stop dating these dudes. Please, for the love of God.
Hey, it hurts my soul. Everybody's 20 once, you know?
Yeah, fuck it,
right. Or, you know, 16 or 24.
Ladies, look, if it's between this guy and fucking women, go fuck women. I would respect... I'm tired of my smart, hot lady friends dating losers like this fucking guy.
He's tall. He's like, a general in the army, and he's... I mean, he is handsome.
I can change him.
I don't know if you remember this plot point, but Bulma's gonna be one of these girls pretty soon.
That's true.
That's why we have to establish that her and Yamcha are on the outs, just so that we get the...
We can set this up.
Set this plot point up. I also wanted to say, were Commander Red and General Black playing chess?
Yeah.
And then Commander Red wins, which is really funny, because...
But he was winning with the black pieces.
Right.
Which is ironic.
Yeah. Also, he's not really that smart.
No, he's not... He's not great. I think Lieutenant Black is letting him win.
Yeah, I think that too, actually.
Yeah. Because Commander Red is just kind of a psychopath.
Yeah.
So he's like, then it was like, I better let this fucking white ass cracker win.
The other thing, as a reminder, in the English version, Commander Red has an Irish accent. So.
Ah, yeah, that makes sense. He's ginger.
Yeah, it's even weirder when every time he speaks.
So Blue has a long ass speech, telling, trying to galvanize his men, and I'm like, yo, Blue is about to get fucking shot. I'm like, Blue's about. Okay, so my experience in the military was very brief, but I understand that, you know, his General Blue's men were talking shit about him, like, immediately as soon as he turns his back.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. As soon as he turns his back, everybody in his command was like,
fuck this guy.
Yeah, no, they were talking mad shit about him. They were like, this dude douches. You can tell this dude douches, though. You can tell he douches.
Yeah.
I saw him the other day going into the shower with a douche bottle. You can tell.
Fuck.
So, yeah, General Blue orders his men to raid Kamihask, and the overweight captain tells him, look, it's only an old man and a lady. This should be fucking easy.
Yeah, since they were told, here's what's crazy about this. They think, they don't know it's Master Roshi. They think it's an old scientist.
Yeah.
So, like, a non-combatant, a turtle, and they don't know what launch is. So they just think it's a young lady, an old man, and a turtle who have no defensive capabilities on a tiny island. And they're sending, they're, like, showing up in these fucking high-tech planes that are fully armed. And it seems like a lot for this type of thing, but
yeah,
little
they're
trying
to shock it all Roshi. Yeah, little did they know that shit ain't not gonna work on Roshi.
Yeah, they're gonna be in deep trouble, or maybe they won't be because of what happens to Roshi in this episode.
Yeah, well, we'll see. You'll see. So Roshi has shrunk himself, and he's waiting in the in the bathroom for Launch to use the toilet.
This is so
upsetting. Launch is cleaning up. Launch is cleaning up. So as she's vacuuming, she vacuums up a miniaturized Master Roshi.
That was great. That was a good payoff.
I'm happy for that. That was like, I'm happy that this happened.
I like the payoff, the setup is so uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. No, there's definitely tension there. The implication's real bad.
Yeah, he's a tiny man waiting under the toilet. It's just, oh man.
Without knowing he's there.
It just gives me the heebie-jeebies, bro.
It's like, man, Roshi's into weird stuff. I don't even think Roshi's into sex. I don't think sex is. I really don't think sex is anything to do with this.
Yeah, this is. He's
into bodily functions.
Kinda.
He's into just bodily functions. He's into undergarments, and he's into the watching women pee. I don't think sex is any. I really don't think he likes sex.
Do you think Master Roshi is still canonically alive in Dragon Ball?
Yeah. Yes.
Do you think he has like Twitch streamer bathwater at the comic house? You think?
Absolutely, he bought that girl's bathwater as a joke.
Yeah,
as a joke.
As a joke. You think? You think as a joke?
You know what's funny about that bathwater? It could just be just any water.
Yeah, of course.
That's great. That's what's great about that.
There's no, like.
That's like.
That's. Yes. Well. That's what I'm saying. Okay, I had a question, and then I realized that I don't really want to go down this rabbit hole.
You don't want to know. You don't want to know. You don't want to have a guy on it. You know what?
Yeah. Well, fuck it. I thought the question. I might as well ask it. Like, do they have to film themselves putting the wall, like, filling these things up? Like, is that part of it? I don't know who I'm asking.
Maybe it's part of it is, like, just, like, her, the possibility that it's her bathwater. Like, it doesn't necessarily need to be her bathwater. It's just a thought that it is.
I mean,
it's just a notion that it is.
To use an appropriate term. They might as well actually send their bathwater, right? It's no water off their back.
It literally is no water off their back.
It's just like water off a duck's back. They might as well send their actual bathwater. What's the difference? What do they care?
It's a little extra. Well, it's a little extra work, but yeah, sure. Take a bath and then keep the water. Why not?
Yeah, but you could also just send regular water.
You can't just send regular water. Like what? Like how much of? Like it's like the shopping cart thing. Like
is this guaranteed?
Do you put the shopping cart back? Yeah. Do you put the shopping cart back or do you leave it around? Leave it at the aisle. Like you know, it's about how much you want.
Yeah. How dedicated are you to customer service?
How much work do you want
to
do?
Yeah.
Yeah. How much work do you want to do? It might make you feel better to be like, you know what, that guy asked for bath water and I gave him bath water. You know, I'm a Twitch streamer of my word.
I was gonna say, man, I don't think men are getting requested as much. I could be wrong though.
No, men aren't getting this request.
I don't think they are. I don't think they are.
Yeah, this is a girl thing, unfortunately.
Gay men would just that's what I'm saying.
Like, here's the thing. This is something that is painfully heterosexual.
Yeah, this only goes one way. I feel like I hate to be heteronormative about this whole thing. But however, I think when it comes to Twitch stream bathwater, it is mostly straight men buying men, from women.
The gays just fuck each other. Like the gays just fuck each other. That's what they do.
I don't think it's gay women doing this. I don't think it's gay men doing this.
No,
not straight women doing this.
Not trans men. Not trans women. No,
I don't think so.
No, it's just straight dudes.
It's a lot of cis straight men.
There's a lot of psychological damage being straight. Like, there's a lot of just psychological damage.
Are straight men
being
okay?
Being straight is...
Let's make a video called, Men Okay?
Being a straight man is being straight man is very... There's a lot of issues you have to work through.
Well, society's kind of... Yeah. Yeah.
That men don't have to engage... Like, other sexual orientations have to engage with their issues in order to exist in society. Straight men don't ever have to engage with their issues, and that's why they're this way.
Heteronormativity is spoils the batch, as it were, but no. Because if you're gay, first you gotta, like, figure that out, you know? And we've progressed a little bit in society in certain places with that. Hopefully with more representation. But more or less, like, the world's gonna be like, hey, you're a dude, you like pussy. And then you gotta be like, man, maybe I don't, though. Yeah, like, what it also does to actual straight men is weird, because, like, I am a straight man, but growing up, it was weird how much society insisted upon how much I have to love tits. love tits, right? I'm seven.
I was like 11, and people were like, "So you're fucking right?" I'm like, "I'm 11," and they're like, "You're fucking."
I did have friends that said, "This is, the kids on my baseball team were like, "Yeah, you fucking," when we were like 10 years old.
Dude, we are children. I still go to sleep hugging a Pikachu doll.
Yeah, bro, I'm playing Pokemon Silver.
But you're trying to come, right? Yeah, you're trying to come, right? I don't know what that is.
I didn't the first time I didn't have an orgasm until I was like fuck, 13? I think?
Yeah.
I was I was definitely a teenager. I did not have
the first time I jerked off, nothing came out.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
I think, yeah.
I was like, this is weird. I was like, wow, this is weird.
Yeah, I didn't know how to,
I was like, so you just keep doing this, and then something happens, and then nothing happened. I was like, well.
I had a little, because, like, my family wasn't that Christian, but, like, my mom was, like, a little Christian. Like, my mom was, like, pretty Christian, and I was, like, a little Christian. So I think I definitely edged a little bit in my preteens. Like, I was definitely, like, a little bit, like, afraid to come.
I think that's where a lot of the male heterosexuality happens. Is like,
yeah,
nobody tells you anything really.
Yeah,
and it's like, also you're not allowed to have other fetishes as a man. You're like not allowed to have preferences as a man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like everyone, society insisting that I needed to love tits so much. It was just weird. It's like I do love women's tits, but like it was just weird how much society insisted upon it. Like, there was nothing else to do.
Like, media was used to be like, hey, you love tall, blonde, you like tall, blonde, white women, right?
That's also part of it. That's true. Yeah, that's part of it.
That's what you want, right? That's what you want. And I'd be like, no. I like pale redheads with fat butts.
I mean, I like brown chicks who are like, you know.
Yeah. I just like fat butts by and large, male or female.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I've said it before, I'll say it again. Ain't no way I'm straight with CPA being alive. as long as CPA is alive, I'm not 100% straight.
Our ex-boyfriend.
You're fucking right. Yeah.
But also, yeah, I mean, now it's like, see, I'm worried we're doing this to the kids now. We're like, now everything's about asses, right? Like, we grew up on tits, and now we're just, we're being a little presumptuous with all the ass stuff, I feel like. And I feel like we're doing the same thing to our youth, where it's like, you love women's asses, right? And it's like, can they, let them figure it out. Like, we don't gotta tell them.
What they're into.
Yeah, we don't gotta,
let
like,
them
yell
know what they're into.
You love women's asses when they're big. That's what you love. It's like, all right, I mean,
maybe I love women's asses, and that's how you get into. And that's like that pressure, that conflict is how people get into, like, you know, drinking down and watching women pee.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes. That's to bring it back around.
To bring it back around. That's exactly how that happens.
This is what leads, the type of thing that leads to men shrinking down and hiding behind a toilet. So yeah, Roshi's, he's sucked into a vacuum.
He's sucked into a vacuum, which it could be its own fetish.
I mean, he got sucked off.
He got sucked off by a vacuum. I mean,
someone's fucked
being
a vacuum.
Shrunk down, by the way, being shrunk down and then being devoured by something is a fetish.
That's a thing, that is true, people are... Into that. But yeah. No, people have fucked vacuums, right?
I mean men. Men have fucked vacuums.
Okay.
Women may also have fucked... I mean,
would that work for them?
I don't know.
Women, write in pornosuper@gmail.com if you've ever masturbated with a vacuum.
Please don't tell us that. Please don't tell me that. I don't want to know.
Men, if you've ever fucked a vacuum... Keep it to yourself. No. No, tell your partner about it. I'm sure they're interested.
Well, man, if your sexuality is shameful, you should feel bad.
Man, what's the biggest fruit you've ever fucked? Man, ballinonsuper@gmail.com.
That's great. Ladies, gentlemen, what's the biggest fruit you've ever fucked?
Well,
we want to hear from you too. We want to hear from you too.
This is, you know, this is turning into chorators now. We're just we're soliciting chorus for people to talk about. shit. All right. Yeah, fucking hell. All right.
That's fucking great.
So what happened after
We got a lot more episodes. Well, we got some episodes.
Yeah.
So Goku, Bulma, and Krillin are underneath the water trying to find a Dragon Ball. Goku's sent out to the water trying to find a Dragon Ball, but no luck as he skims the floor of the sea. Bulma discovers that the Dragon Ball must be in an underwater cave, so Krillin drives the submarine into the cave. Just then, General Blue arrives in his submarine with a walrus soldier. The walrus is driving the submarine, which that's actually kind of perfect.
Who taught that walrus how to drive?
Who better to drive a submarine than a walrus?
I mean, that's a fucking good point.
Like, if anybody knows how to navigate the waters, it's gotta be the walrus guy.
I mean, you know, Benel, I'm the Eggman.
Yeah, there you go. Cuckoo, ka-choo.
Go ahead.
General Blue, submarine fires torpedoes at Goku, Krillin, and Bulma. Goku explains that the Red Ribbon Army are on his tail. Noting that they are dangerous and mean, Krillin and Bulma are upset that Goku has never mentioned that he's currently having beef with the Red Ribbon Army.
And Goku's like, no one asked.
Yeah, right. I mean, fair point.
Why did you tell us that the Red Ribbon Army was trying to kill you? No one asked.
Yeah, only asked and answered. Krillin pilots a submarine away from the General Blue's submarine. And they enter the cave. Blue is infuriated, and berates his men for sucking
before killing them. Yeah. So in the English version. So the guy that fired all eight torpedoes that missed, he goes like, oh, we missed again. And General Blue's like, no, you missed. And he goes, and he says, have that man executed. And he's like a dog man. He just happens to be a dog man. So then the English voice actors, they had fun with this. Because we don't see anything happen. We see General Blue's face. So but General Blue goes, execute that man. The guy goes, yeah, okay. He doesn't question. Just like, and then we just hear off screen the voice actor being like, no, wait, don't do this. I got a wife and two cubs at home. And then you just hear a gunshot.
Jesus. Fuck.
And I was like, well, they were really having fun with that one.
Wow, that is very dark.
Yeah. General Blue's a savage. He's a savage.
That's some dark shit. That's Dark City Fight Club. That is very dark. I have a wife at home.
I have a wife and two cubs at home, and then like voice trails off, and then you hear a gunshot. It's like
Jesus.
It's like a bit that we've done on the show, but it happened for real.
Fair enough. Wow.
Yeah.
The English dub of the show is a very different show.
It really is. It's quite different.
This is not a straight up and down show the way the Japanese dub is, just like shoot him and that's it. Fucking apparently the English dub is putting in some pathos in there.
Yes. Yeah. I just love because it was a dog man. So the English voice actor is like, yeah, I'll say I have a wife and two cubs at home. That's what I'll say.
It means his wife is a bear,
I guess.
Dude, they have an interracial marriage.
Yeah. Yep.
Man, fuck up. That is fucked up, brother.
Mm-hmm.
So General Blue, despite the fact that they lose Team Dragon Ball, General Blue is undaunted. And will be in hot pursuit as he orders of a mini sub to go in after them.
Indeed.
It ends the episode where General Blue and hot pursuit of Goku and Krillin.
And the narrator, the voiceover, tells us, our heroes have found the secret of the cave. what will happen next time as General Blue pursues them. Next time, find out next time on Dragon Ball. So we didn't get to see Roshi. It's going to be interesting because, in theory, Roshi would just rinse those guys, but he's stuck in a vacuum.
He's going to rinse the shit out.
So maybe Launch will sneeze and then rinse them.
and rinse those guys.
Yeah, that's possible.
Yeah, that's good. Good apps. Good apps.
Yeah, it's a solid app. Yeah, we're actually getting into the meat of things now, which is fun. I am having a blast. Yeah. Out of 7 Dragon Balls, what would you rate this one, Benny G?
I'll give this a nice solid 4. Not a lot happened, but still good.
Yeah, I agree. I'd give it a 4 as well. Yeah, Goku messing around under the water was fun. yeah, it's the pace has slowed the last few episodes.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to pick it up once we get to the cave with General Blue. A bunch of stuff happens, so should be fun. With that, it's time for everyone's favorite favorite segment of every week. It's plugs. Benel, please tell the people at home about you and your wares.
Hey, you can find me at Instagram at Ham Wrestler on Instagram. For more information, check out MAW Midwestern All-Star Wrestling has their 50-man battle royal starting online on their YouTube. You can check that out. You can also check me out at Kaiju Pro Wrestling on May the 12th. I'll be there. Come say hi. And for more dates, please follow my Instagram, @ham_wrestler. And if you want merch, DM me so I can send you merch.
That's true. And as always, you can support the show at patreon.com/BOSpod. $5 a month is all it takes to be a hero. And if you can't support us financially, tell some of your rich friends about it. You got friends that like Dragon Ball? Or maybe they haven't seen Dragon Ball, and they should. Tell them about the show.
What's important is that they're rich.
No, it doesn't matter if they're rich. As long as they can spare $5. As long as they got $5 to spare a month, you know, listen to a couple homies talk about Dragon Ball. And walk you through the paces. So, yeah, I think that's it from us. Obviously, our sister show, Talking Naruto, where me and Benel talk about Naruto. And we're in the final stretch, but it's a long final stretch, if you know anything about Naruto's war arc, which I'm assuming everyone listening to this does.
Yeah.
And professional wrestling podcast, me and Katie Rose, going to be reviewing Dynasty, which is in a few hours. So, I got to get ready for that. And that's it. As always, until next week, we'll see you next time for another episode of Ballin' Out Super.
Now she's all grown up. Body's still the baddest. A little convo and now we talking second chances. Do me a favor though, forget about the classes, forget about our past shit. Yeah, back in the day we were high school sweethearts. Get your shit together, this ain't high school, sweetheart. Let go of that old flow. Been a minute since we last spoke, shit you need to know. So cool in high school, me and her AC. On again, off again, I guess it wasn't meant to be. But here you are now, standing right in front of me, fucking with our destiny. But still, I tried to change the fate with us, but she was ambidextrous. Wants to pick up where we left off, go through our old fights, argue and prove to me that she was right. Shorty, I know your type, damn, what did I see in her? All it took was one kiss, then I start remembering. Got her legs spread now, yeah, we about to get it in. I'm digging in my past, feelings start unraveling. Like, do I love you or time traveling? But if you wanna fuck with me, all you gotta know is I'm lost in my own world. Girl, they say I'm selfish, fuck that. Treating every day like it's Earth Day, yeah. I love me, but wait, it gets worse. There's one above me, go ahead and call me a jerk. But money comes first, photo finish, we're the one too. And I'm not saying I don't want you, but I'm just out to make a profit. Call me God if you want to. Am I bad if I ignore you? Yeah, I know, I'm a dick, call me Richard if you want to. But shorty blaming on that artist grind. I just flow with my train and throw the one track mind. I could take you to the top though, come and walk on ceilings with me. All it takes is a little bit believing in me, cause I can see this shit clearly. I'm gonna be a staple in the city, I just hope you see the Kobe in me. If you wanna be wifey, seesaw, have me feeling high but hold me down at the same time. And fuck baseball, forget about our pastime. Cause now she's all grown up, her body's still the baddest. A little convo and now we talking second chances. Do me a favor though, forget about the classes, forget about our past shit. Yeah, back in the day we were high school sweethearts. Get your shit together, this ain't high school, sweetheart. Let go of that old flow. Been a minute since we last spoke, shit you need to know. Hi, now I'm pressing reset. You remember when we first met? She said I had no chance and I'm headed for a dead end. I asked her why the barricades, why the defense. She heard that I'm a dog, told her we can become best friends. She fell for it, every minute sending love texts. Approved when she met me, now she fucking loves sex. And then we dated, graduated, we're like, what's next? Said she needs the knowledge off the college to collect debt. Tried it, wasn't working out, so I went a different route. Books came first and getting money fucking edged her out. Hadn't seen shorty in a while, but now to see me says she's nervous like a dude about to read his vows. What's the problem? We're not sinking now? Well, I got butterflies too, get it? I'm just something different now. Sit back, chill, let it come naturally, cause I ain't with all the strategy. Look, ma, you know I'm not here to play games, my dear. I put you to the side like you was Madden from last year. You wanna act tough? Then I'ma take off. Time to be real now, it's me now, mask off. Forget what I did to you, what you did to me. All that negativity smoked it out my memory, yeah. Here's a drink, let's toast positivity, cheers. Let's make moves, tell me what you wanna do. Make it quick, I need to know soon. In a race against time, some rabbit versus turtle shit. So I just hustle extra harder to keep up with it. Never go half-ass, yeah, I'm a full moon. Over here we shine bright, I'ma guide you to the light. Reverend Thomas Edison, forgive her for her fucking sin. Other dudes hit it, I still treat it like a perfect game. Even evolution couldn't turn me to a better man. She got me feeling like, fuck it, I let the beat explode.